A pahutukawa tree is not an uncommon sight in Tamaki Makaurau. However, not many feature shades of orange, lime green, or hot pink.
I'm Alison Milne, and this pahutukawa is being tree-cosied as a community effort at Hobsonville Point, and it's absolutely luscious and wonderful and intriguing, and it's a work of many hands. I was the chief encourager and enabler and everything else for the tree. I did some work, but it was mostly the work of at least 30 pairs of hands.
Dubbed Tree Cozy, this creation is an example of knitted graffiti, or yarn bombing as it's also known, a form of soft subversion that gained popularity due to its addition of whimsy and humour to public spaces.
It was started off by a woman who firstly had a shop in a very wintry, cold area, and she found that people found the doorknob was a little cold, so she knitted a cosy for the doorknob, and it's kind of started from there. Buses have been knitted and crocheted, covered, fences, all manner of things. And now we get to do a tree, and I'm assured that it's not hurting the tree at all, so we've been able to do just about all of it, except we couldn't get all that high on it, but high enough.
What you see here is actually Tree Cozy 2, after the original, created in 2014, was removed to make way for a fresh design. Alison was commissioned to dress the tree for a second time around, leading a group of local volunteers, many of whom were involved in the original tree knitting.
The first lot, there were fewer residents, but by the time we did this one 2 years ago, there were many, many more residents. So we had more residents, we had the residential care property, and we had neighbours, even the neighbours from doing the first tree, and just locals, and also other knitters and crocheters from Waitakere. It was just amazing doing the second tree because I didn't have to do quite as much. I had all these other people doing it for me, or doing it for the tree and the community. The first tree was done from measurements and photographs. This tree happened much more easily because we took the old pieces off and used that as templates. And if it didn't fit, it didn't matter because it's knitting and it's crochet and it can stretch. So if it didn't stretch, it wasn't meant for that place. And it was put together by just about every single person who'd contributed to the tree, and it's all stitched on.
No opportunity for fun and intrigue was missed in the creation of this work, and although the piece is not intended to last forever, it is still being added to and cared for by the community.
It's kind of in two pieces. First of all, you have the clothing on the tree, and then you have the decoration or the embellishment. And when you walk around the tree, there's embellishment of all kinds. And I'm delighted that the community of Hobsonville Point is also adding new work to it, and that makes it even more of a living thing. I have left it to the Point to look after it, and the look after it they have. It's been up 2 years, it might get another year, but if it lasts a bit longer, well, that's wonderful, but it's had 2 years up, and it is fading, it is getting a little crisp, but it keeps on getting new embellishments on it. There's a dog over there, there's a frog, there's new starfishes and things of the sea round the other side. There's little tiny bits added that have, you know, it's just been added to it. And the pew-pew round the base of the tree, some of the bits of that have come off and they've been tied back on the tree in a different configuration. It's just, you know, it changes. And all I really had to do was choose the colour, the colours, and let them go. And go they did.